Alright folks, welcome back to Social Confidence, your daily dose of charisma and connection. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important, forgiving ourselves and others. You know that feeling when you're stuck replaying past mistakes? Or holding on to anger like it's a winning lottery ticket? Yeah, not fun. We all did, right? We get caught in these loops of resentment, guilt, and frustration. But guess what? Holding on to this stuff is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, makes it harder to move forward, and trust me, nobody wants that. Today, we're gonna unpack how to ditch the baggage, let go of the past, and step into a lighter, brighter version of ourselves. Now, I'm not saying this is gonna be easy. Forgiveness isn't always sunshine and rainbows, it can be tough work. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a whole lot of compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Think about it. When you forgive yourself, you release that pressure cooker of negativity. When you forgive others, you open yourself up to healing and connection. Here's the deal. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about understanding that everyone makes mistakes, ourselves included, and choosing to move forward with grace and empathy. Forgiving someone doesn't mean they get a free pass. It means you're taking back your power and not letting their actions define you. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we navigate this journey. First, practice self-compassion. You wouldn't judge your best friend for messing up, right? So why are we so quick to be our own harshest critic? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer someone you care about. Remember, we all stumble, we all learn, and that's part of what makes us human. Second, understand that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time to work through hurt and anger. Be patient with yourself, allow yourself to feel the emotions, and don't expect an instant switch. There will be ups and downs, but keep moving forward, one step at a time. Third, focus on the benefits of forgiveness. Think about how much lighter you'll feel when you let go of resentment. Imagine the freedom that comes with not carrying around this heavy emotional baggage. Forgiveness is an act of self-care, it sets you free. Fourth, find healthy ways to express your emotions. Bottling them up only makes things worse. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, journal your thoughts and feelings, or find creative outlets like art, music, or exercise to release the pent-up energy. And finally, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean condoning harmful behavior. If someone has hurt you deeply, it's important to set boundaries and protect yourself. Forgiveness isn't about saying what happened was okay. It's about choosing not to let it define your future. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of anger or resentment? You know that feeling when you keep replaying a past argument in your head, reliving every hurtful word? Well, I've been there, trust me. It was like a broken record playing on repeat. One time, during a really heated debate with my brother, we're competitive, what can I say? Things got way out of hand. We ended up saying some pretty awful stuff to each other. Words that stung for weeks afterward. But here's the thing, holding on to that anger only made me miserable. It kept me from enjoying time with him, and it created this wall between us. So, I decided to take a deep breath, step back, and try something different. I reached out to him, not to argue or rehash the past, but to simply apologize for my part in the conflict. To my surprise, he did the same. It wasn't easy, it took time and effort, but that conversation was a turning point. We started rebuilding our relationship, brick by brick, based on understanding and forgiveness. And you know what? The world felt lighter. Remember, folks, forgiveness isn't just about letting go of anger towards others. It's also about releasing the burden we carry within ourselves. It's about choosing to move forward with compassion, grace, and a renewed sense of hope. So today, I challenge you to take a step toward forgiveness, whether it's forgiving yourself for past mistakes or letting go of resentment towards someone else. Release the weight of the past and embrace the freedom that comes with letting go. Now, if this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the power of forgiveness together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.